DP Sidhu on Texans Radio. Joining me today, John Simon. John, I had a lot of questions to ask you, but you pretty much blew up Twitter this morning when you tweeted a picture of J.J. Watt in Ohio State gear. Tell me about this bet.
Well, we just had a little friendly wager that if Ohio State won, he'd have to wear some Buckeye gear, and then if the Badgers by some chance won, I'd have to wear some Wisconsin gear, and I was pretty confident in my pick there, so it did pay off for me.
So was it really hard to get JJ to wear the Ohio State stuff and take a picture? Because I'm really surprised he didn't try to opt out of that bet at some point.
No, he's a man of his word, so that was part of the deal. I needed picture proof and that he would wear Buckeye gear, and we did it first thing in the morning, and he's been wearing the Buckeye gear all day, so I think he's starting to like it.
Oh, it's starting to suit him. Is he supposed to wear it all day?
As long as he wants. He's been wearing it longer than he should have, so I'll take it. He looks good in it.
He looks good. This is great for Ohio State recruiting, don't you think?
Whatever helps, yeah.
Okay, so you've got J.J. Watt converted to Ohio State. You're reunited with linebackers coach Mike Vrabel. That's probably where your connection to the Texans came in mostly, right, through Vrabel? Had you been in touch with him?
Yeah, well, he's my coach, so I see him on a daily basis. And
before you got here, though?
I would text him every once in a while just to keep in touch, but I knew he was busy and I was busy in Baltimore, so really didn't talk to him all that much, but I don't think it hurt my case to come over here to Houston, and I'm happy I did.
So Mike played under Romeo Crennel, and now here you are in Houston playing under Mike in Romeo Crennel's system. Does it feel like all the same as what you'd been accustomed to in college, because Mike Vrabel's system probably mirrored that of what he had played at New England?
Well, it's a little similar, but in college I was a defensive end. So when I was drafted into the NFL, I became an outside linebacker, and that was a big transition for me last year. And it's an everyday progression, so just trying to improve on a daily basis, and having a coach like Mike Vrabel is helping me get there.
What did they see in you that they thought you'd be better at outside linebacker instead of defensive end?
Well, I think I just have a little athleticism, and my height and build isn't a typical defensive end in the NFL, so I'm more of an athletic guy, so I would have to adjust to dropping into coverages and reading defenses, but still having that ability to set the edge and pass rush at the same time.
Had you ever played any other positions before DE?
Yeah,
like,
well,
in high
actually,
school or grade school?
Actually, I played quarterback for about 12 years growing up, and then
you did.
Yeah, and then at Ohio State, I started as a nose tackle, and then my second year I was a 3 technique, and then my third year I was a 5 technique, and I just kept moving out. Usually, it goes the other way where you start out and come in, but I was the opposite.
Was it hard for you to give up playing quarterback and move to the other side of the ball?
No, because I think I always liked the physical part of the game, and I'm going to be honest, I didn't have the passing ability that I needed after the high school level. So that ended pretty quick. And my coaches came up to me in high school and said, if you want to play, there's a spot on the D-line. So I jumped at that as quick as I could. And I've been on the defensive side of the ball ever since.
Had you played other sports where your defensive abilities, maybe you got to work on those in other sports?
Well, I wrestled growing up for about 12 years. So I think that might have played a pivotal role. And then I also played baseball, which might have been my best sport, but it was just a little too slow paced for me. And my heart was with football, so I stuck with it.
So you decided to pursue football instead of baseball or something else. That's so funny, because we were talking about you on Texans Radio, and I said that you look like an MMA fighter. And Drew Doherty, who I'll have to introduce you to, said that if we put a mesh hat and a denim jacket, you could be an extra in a bar fight in an 80s movie.
Well, I do like a lot of the 80s movies and 80s music. So, but, you know, I'm fascinated by it. I do watch the MMA quite a bit.
You do.
And, you know, I have done a little bit of martial arts training and wrestling background and things like that. So that's something that I wouldn't mind doing in an off-season training program. But, you know, I have done a little bit, but it's not something that I want to pursue.
Yeah, you're going to stick with football for now?
For now.
All right, so you got here. You signed with the Texans October 7th. That's 2 days before the Thursday night game against Indy. How much of a whirlwind were those few days for you?
Well, that was crazy, because they gave me the call, and so I was really excited about that. And said, we're going to fly you out today. So the flight was really in about 3 hours, so I had to get everything packed as quick as I could. And then my flight was actually delayed for like 8.5, 9 hours, because there was a big storm here, I guess, or pretty close. And so I just sat at the hotel for multiple hours. But when I finally got here, it was exciting, and it was nonstop for those day and a half to get ready for the Indy game. Spent hours with the Vrabel, just trying to get the playbook down as best as possible, so if the opportunity arose where I'd have to go in the game, I was prepared.